Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Some of the people on our call today are asking about how to access what you do. Do you do classes? And someone also asked if you do HeartSync.
HeartSync is not what I do. I do identity coaching. HeartSync is a ministry that does inner healing. And I have never experienced HeartSync myself, but I understand their concepts. What I do is a little different, but it's all the same. Let me just be clear. It's truth and lies, forgiveness and repentance. It never changes from that, but you think about it, right? I get there a certain way from my own personality, the own development, and I tied it into identity so you can know who you actually are. In that compartment, what I do, and I do identity coaching, I do individual sessions online, just like this. COVID was amazing with that because everybody had to have it in person before COVID, and now people are used to this. So I work with people all over the world on Zoom, and it's completely fine. So getting to that, I do identity coaching where I will personally help you have an encounter with Jesus and connect with those compartments so that you can actually, and some of those areas can't, don't even have the ability to experience Jesus because the lie is so traumatizing. That freaks people out too. And so, but in that area, your heart doesn't know any difference between Jesus or anybody else, right? So what I do is I help people just get the information. Your heart is not wrong in this process. We're just finding out what's going on. And we find out the actual lie you're believing. What is the reaction? And again, I'll back up onto where that came from. The revelation that started what I do came from Genesis 3 when the Lord showed me, again, that aspect of the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy, and the kingdom of the world is fear, shame, and guilt in our own effort. But he showed me that in Genesis 3, where the enemy tricked Adam and Eve to believe a lie and to eat of the fruit. So in this, my opinion, this is Ray Light's opinion. You can do whatever you want with it. The original sin was not eating the fruit. The original sin was believing the lie of the enemy. And they would have never eaten the fruit if they didn't believe the lie. Right? Do you see what I'm saying? So eating the fruit is sinfulness. But what happens is that's the behavior. And what we've done is we've made the behavior the sin, and then we try to manage it instead of getting to the real root issue, which is the unhealthy, traumatizing belief that is not true. And so I don't even do details. And what I do, like, details are insignificant in the process of healing. They're not part of the healing process. They are part of the re-traumatizing process. That's why you run through those details over and over again of past trauma. Is because you're emotionally addicted to how that feels, and you just relive and re-traumatize yourself. And that's one of the things I share with people, is that if you've told the story of your past trauma more than 7 times, and it's not a testimony, it's time to pursue healing for that issue, right? Because it's like you're just re-traumatizing yourself over and over again as you share that story. So what happened there is they ate of the fruit, right? Which is the details. That's the behavior. We don't need to worry about that. We need the lie. But what they also did is they hid from God in fear. They covered themselves in shame, and they blamed each other in guilt, right? So that's what we do when we're tricked, whether it's generationally, culturally, situationally, religiously, where some type of thing affects us, where there's a lie that engages and we come into agreement with. And most of these are hanging out in our subconscious, not our conscious, right? So in that place, we're manifesting the behaviors, but we're also, we wrote a program, a subconscious program that runs of fear, shame, or guilt every time that lie triggers, is what happens. And so that's those behaviors and actions. And whether it's, you know, some type of addiction or relational dysfunction or, you know, whatever, there's all kinds of dysfunctions that we have and unhealthy behaviors that we have in an attempt to get our needs met, right? Where there's a real need in all those areas where you act like a fool. You still have a legitimate real need in that area. And when we use unhealthy ways to try to get that need met, we never get the need met, and then we have to find more ways to try to get that need met because we're starving ourselves for the actual need. And that's the way I see it. So what I do is I help people connect with that area in coaching sessions, find out the truth, find out the lie, find out what they would have if they didn't have to protect themselves and weren't traumatized by this belief. And then I give their heart a choice. At some point, we can break agreement with the lies, forgive, release all the pain, hurt, and trauma, and give their heart the opportunity for redemption. And what I've found is a redeemed heart will eventually always choose redemption. And while I was on staff at Bethel for 10 years, and I was physically there in Reading for 7 years, and I got invited there because I work with the extreme cases. I work with the really intense cases is what I do. So with that, I've found that people get referred to me from all over the place that have tried a lot of other different ministries. And I don't mean to brag here. It's not what I'm saying, but there's no dead ends with what I do. Even if your heart isn't ready for the redemption, you will find out the truth of who you are, the belief that's manifesting that behavior, what the behavior is and what your choices are. You will know yourself better and you will have choices that your heart doesn't have right now because you're stuck just reliving that trauma. That's what I do. So that's an individual session. I have a book called Identity Restoration that breaks this out if you're kind of a self-doer. I have an e-course called Identity Restoration that I walk you through that training. So on how to actually take inventory of your own heart and be present and find out what's going on with you. And then I have other books. But yeah, and I do workshops too. Like I mentioned it before we started. Steve DeSilva and I are doing a Prosperous Identity workshop starting in April. And that's our first one, and we'll be doing those and just dealing with financial trauma so that you can have just emotional, financial, and mental health is what we'll do. So we're combining that all together.
Go to DougAddison.com/time-off. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program. Then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going. And it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/time-off and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.